Commentator Frank DeFord finds something objectionable about sports, whether he's watching on TV or in person. He knows just what to do. He summons his alter ego, the sports curmudgeon.
The sports curmudgeon is back, and he's warning you, even if you agree with him, you better not bring out your thunder sticks and shake him. The sports curmudgeon wants to scream. He is so angry about sissy artificial noise at games. Make your own noise, fans, or stay home. The sports curmudgeon says what this country needs is some good, deep-throated booers. Where are the boos and Bronx cheers and raspberries of yesteryear? The sports curmudgeon says, but softly now, the sports curmudgeon says, pleading, can't we all just forget about Mike Tyson? Thank you. The sports curmudgeon does, however, wish to call it to your attention how, when, late in a game, when the announcer says there's still enough time left for the team behind to come back and win, you can be sure, no, there's not enough time. The announcer is just conning you not to touch that clicker. The sports curmudgeon keeps hearing that Phil Mickelson is the best golfer never to have won a major. Well, as long as he keeps playing so rotten in the majors, the sports curmudgeon says that Phil Mickelson must be the worst golfer ever to be called the best golfer never to have won a major. The sports curmudgeon asks, why is it that all American athletes who get caught with drugs in their system always say they got them unawares from taking dietary supplements? Sure, the sports curmudgeon says, if you need dietary supplements, athletes, do what all other good Americans do. Make that dietary supplement a supersize order of French fries. The sports curmudgeon still doesn't understand why pitchers take so long to pitch. The sports curmudgeon knows that baseball is supposed to be la-di-da-di-da, timeless. That's so precious. Pitchers, however, are not timeless. They're time-consuming. The sports curmudgeon says, don't go anywhere, fans. There's still plenty of time left in his commentary. The sports curmudgeon asks the lexicographers in the audience if they know when it was in sports that the word physical became a euphemism for dirty. Boy, this game is getting physical, as another head gets ripped off the shoulders. The sports curmudgeon says, probably too many dietary supplements. The sports curmudgeon asks, why in football and golf do the coaches and announcers always identify good plays by referring to the name of the sport? That is, they say, that's a great golf shot. What do you think it was, a basketball shot? Or, that's a great football play. Hello, we're watching a football game. But the sports curmudgeon says, don't worry, fans. There's still plenty of time left. No, there isn't. The sports curmudgeon told you never to believe that, didn't he?
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.